Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsmead, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I'm Kelly Ansara, and I have the pleasure of being joined at our Book Fair studio by Justin Fox. Justin Fox is the author of more than 20 books, including The Cape Raider, Whoever Fears the Sea, Place, and Secret Cape Town. His latest book, The Wolf Hunt, is the second book in the thrilling Jack Pembroke series, each of which is a standalone story. Welcome, Justin. It's a pleasure to have you at Kingsmead. I'm going to start by asking you what the last book you read and what is the next one you'll be reading?
Gosh, that's a tricky one. The last book I read was a book called Operation Pedestal, about a convoy to Malta during the Second World War. I'm obsessed by the Second World War, and my fun reading and my reading for my novels is all Second World War. So that's the kind of stuff I read all the time. And I'm busy writing the next Jack Pembroke novel, and that is set on Malta in 1942. So I'm steeping myself in Mediterranean Second World War literature at the moment. And the next book I'm going to read is probably going to be the next Robert McFarlane. He's my favorite travel writer. I love his books. I think he has a lyrical, poetic approach to travel writing. And anything he writes, I grab.
Sounds amazing. I do find that World War II is a very untapped topic, that the more you dig, the more you find.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for that. As a seasoned author, what festivals like Kingsmead Festival mean to you and your local literary community?
Well, first of all, this is my very first time in Kingsmead. I'm really excited. I tend to frequent all the ones in the Cape, Franch Hook and McGregor and Open Book and Books on the Bay. And I love these festivals. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the general public to meet authors and for authors to meet people who are reading their books. And the conversations are always stimulating. Authors get together and have a few glasses of wine, and the ideas just flow. And also getting response from readers is wonderful because they give you ideas. They tell you what they like and they tell you what they don't like. And for an author, hearing what people don't like is absolute gold dust, so that you can perhaps, particularly if you're writing a series like I am, where people are investing in the characters, it's a chance to think about maybe changing direction if people are not liking a certain aspect of the story. So these festivals are just wonderful.
It's a great interaction of the trade,
yeah,
the community. It's a great representation. So can you tell us a little bit about Wolf Hunt, the Nazi terror in South African waters?
Yeah, this is a story about the U-boats that came from Germany and France during the Second World War to sink South African and Allied ships in our waters. So these submarines lurked off the Cape coast, particularly around Cape Town and then further up around Durban. And they were able to sink dozens of ships, many of them South African ships, most of them British and Allied ships that were coming around the Cape because they couldn't use the Mediterranean because basically the Germans and the Italians had sewn up the entire Mediterranean with their fleets. And so what happened was the British had to send these huge convoys right down the Atlantic and up to Egypt. And so the best place to trap them, the bottleneck, was Cape Town and to a lesser extent Durban. So the Nazi wolf packs would sail all the way from France or Germany. It would take them 6 or 7 weeks or 8 weeks to get here. And then they would sit and wait like vultures for the ships to come. And so I thought it was a fantastic story. And most South Africans don't know this history. Cape Townians don't even know that ships were being sunk in sight of Table Bay by German submarines. And so it was a wonderful story to go digging in the archives and ferret out those stories and insert my hero, Jack Pembroke, on a ship based in Simonstown as the hero that has to go out and fight the Nazi Hun on the high seas.
I think it's also quite relevant because I'm sure a lot of South Africans were on these ships, did see this sort of action-packed moment in history, and you get to bring it into fiction.
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing. So is your next book in the pipeline yet?
Yes, it is. So I have the next of these Jack Pembrokes is almost ready to roll. It's written and it's set in North Africa. It's set in Egypt and in Libya. looking at the South African soldiers fighting at places like El Alamein and Tobruk, and my father and my uncles fought there. Many South Africans have an uncle or a grandfather that was up north during the war. And so I'm trying to delve into that world and yet again inserting my Captain Jack Pembroke and his little ship from Simonstown, taking them up to Alexandria and having him fight in the Mediterranean. But it's a chance to explore that world of Cairo and Alexandria, where my father and my uncles hung out in 1941 and 42. So it's been a wonderful adventure to look at. So I flew to Alexandria and went to go into look in the archives, and I went to the battlefield of El Alamein to try and soak up the spirit of place. So that book should be coming out probably later this year in England and early next year with Jonathan Ball.
Wonderful. So, Justin, thank you so much for joining me today. Justin Fox's latest book, The Wolf Hunt, Nazi Terror in South African Waters, is available in all good bookstores and online. So go get your copy now.